This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The presidents of China and the Maldives have met in Beijing, with the two overseeing the signing of numerous agreements connected to the Belt and Road Initiative. As part of the talks, President Xi Jinping calling on both sides to expand high-level contact, policy coordination, and jointly crack down on crime, terrorism, and drug trafficking. He also says China stands ready to help deal with climate change, which is of critical concern for the Maldives, which could be left underwater from a rise in sea levels. Abdul Yamin starting his four-day China visit on Wednesday. He's also held talks with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang. Chinese President Xi Jinping calling on the international community to respect and reflect on the will of the people in developing countries in human rights development. Xi Jinping has made the suggestion in a message to the South-South Human Rights Forum, which opened in Beijing on Thursday. The forum meant to discuss the promotion of human rights in developing countries and the world. In his message, Xi Jinping says human rights must and can only be promoted in light of specific national conditions and people's needs. China filing a formal complaint with India over the recent crash of an Indian drone in Chinese territory. China's foreign ministry declining to give further information about the drone and when exactly it crashed. However, it has confirmed that the Indian drone landed in Chinese territory around the China-India border in Sikkim. This is the same section which saw a months-long military face-off between the two sides earlier this year after Indian troops crossed the border to disrupt a Chinese road-building project, the Chinese side calling on India to stop in-close operation of its aerial vehicles in the border area. It's been announced that China and Canada have finished a feasibility study on a potential free trade agreement. The announcement has been made the same day Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was wrapping up his visit to China. China's Commerce Ministry says both sides looking forward to working on a potential agreement. China is Canada's third-largest trading partner behind the U.S. and the European Union. Two countries began a feasibility study in September of last year. The Chinese government saying that it respects the decision of Russian President Vladimir Putin to run for president again in March. Putin announcing his plan to seek a new term on Wednesday during a visit to an auto factory. Putin was first elected as the president of Russia in 2000, then re-elected in 2004. From 2008 to 2012, he then served as prime minister under Dmitry Medvedev, with the two sides switching roles. In 2012, he was elected president once again. Given his approval ratings top 80%, it's largely expected Putin will win by a landslide. A high-ranking British government official has voiced support for the building of the UK's first public memorial to the Chinese Labour Corps. Built to pay tribute to the 96,000 Chinese laborers who participated in the First World War, the memorial is set to be constructed at a business district in Newham, East London. Lord Bourne, the UK government's parliamentary undersecretary of state, says those who served in the CLC during the First World War should be remembered. The 9.6-meter-high monument, scheduled to be unveiled next September, the monument will face directly toward Jinan, capital of Shandong, where the majority of the Chinese laborers originated. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan arriving in Athens on Thursday for a two-day visit, marking the first trip to Greece by a Turkish leader since 1952. Erdogan holding talks with Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras following his arrival. Erdogan has been calling for an update to the Treaty of Lausanne, a 1923 signed peace treaty which sets out the modern borders between Greece and Turkey. The Greek side suggesting an update is unnecessary, though, arguing that differences between Greece and Turkey must be resolved based on international law. Later on this Friday, Erdogan will visit the northeastern border province of Thrace, which hosts a large Muslim minority. Greece and Turkey have been politically isolated for decades over a number of issues, including border issues and the dispute over Cyprus. Turkey is the only country which does not recognize the Greek-backed administration in Nicosia, instead recognizing the government that it backs on the northern half of the island nation. U.S. Democratic Senator Al Franken announcing that he plans to resign from the U.S. Senate amid a string of sexual misconduct allegations. At least eight women have accused the Minnesota Democrat of inappropriately touching them, prompting him to call for his own investigation by a Senate Ethics Committee. Despite his decision to quit, Al Franken, who has repeatedly apologized for his behavior, also denies all the accusations against him. A former Saturday Night Live writer and comedian, Franken had been discussed as a possible candidate for the 2020 presidential campaign. He's one of a string of number of high-profile individuals in the United States who've been accused of sexual misconduct against women. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.